Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We are continuing to read from the Sri Sanat Kumar Sanghita, just to refresh our memory. This is spoken by Lord Shiva, Sada Shiva, on the banks of the Yamuna, Tonararamuni. Sada Shiva had explained that when he was on Mountain Kailash, he had very strongly desired a darshan of the Lord, and he actually had a darshan of Lord Narayan, who came on Garuda. So then he asked Narayan, could you be so kind to please show me your original form? And Lord Narayan said, ah, very good, for this you have to go to Vrindavan. So go to the bank of the Yamuna, and there you will see that form from which all other forms of the Lord come. So Sada Shiva went to the Yamuna, meditated, and all of a sudden could perceive Krishna surrounded with many gopis, and he made all these gopis laugh. They were just laughing, and Krishna was laughing. Sada Shiva looked at this beautiful scene and had a beautiful realization. So he tells all this to Narada Muni, and then Narada Muni asked him a question, how can I obtain you? And Sada Shiva says, by remembering me always, by worshipping me, remembering me, serving me, and chanting my holy name. And then Narada Muni says, I really, I'm sorry, yes. So Narada Muni wants now to serve Krishna, but for that he needs to know what Krishna does throughout the day. No? When, if we want to serve someone, you know, we can't come into his room when he is resting, for instance. We would not serve him. We would do him a great disservice. We would disturb his rest. So Narada Muni says, can you tell me about the pastimes of Krishna, what he does during the 8 periods of the day? And Sada Shiva said, this is a very high topic. I'm not so qualified. You better go to Vrinda Devi and ask her. So now we are in the midst of Narada Muni's instruction by Vrinda Devi in what is called the Eightfold Pastimes of the Lord. And we have ended with the pastimes in the afternoon. Slowly the sun went on its way to the west. Krishna met with all his gopa friends. He takes the cows with him, and then starts to play on his beautiful flute. And on this with his flute music, he attracts everyone, animals, and of course the Brijbasis. And playing on his flute, Krishna returns to the Braj village. King Nanda and all the men and women and children of Braj hear the sound of Krishna's flute and simultaneously see that the sky is filled with the dust raised by the cows. So King Nanda and all the people of the Braj village stop whatever they do and run to the town's gate to see Krishna. This is significant. They first hear the sound of Krishna's flute, and then they see the dust which is raising to the sky. When a devotee gets to know, gets to have a darshan of Krishna, he will first hear Krishna. He will hear the flute music of Krishna. Then he will hear the ankles, the little bells which are on Krishna's feet. And then he will finally hear Krishna's sweet voice telling, "Oh, my devotee, you have so long waited to see me. Now please look at me." This first we hear, not we see. Hearing is always first. In this world, hearing is also first. First we have to hear the Hare Krishna mantra, and we hear about Krishna, Shravanam. When we meet Krishna, hearing is also first. Amazing. Seeing is not in this world. We always think seeing is the most important. But hearing is more important, much more important. So when Krishna comes home, he plays his sweet music on his flute and comes to the village of Braj. "You should give her some water, that will help." She has. "It will be all right after some time." So then you have to see this scene in your mind eyes. It's so beautiful. The cowherd men and women can't yet see Krishna. They only hear the flute sound accompanied with the of the cows, the mooing of the cows, and they see this dust sky in the sky, in the this dust cloud, and they all look, where is Krishna, very eager. They look in the direction of Krishna and they start to run towards the direction of Krishna. Then on the royal road at the entrance to Braj village, Lord Krishna meets all the people of Braj one after another. He meets them with embraces, with glances, and with his smiles. He bows down before the elderly gopas and he honors them very respectfully with his words, "Oh, by your blessings, we have completed another day of cow herding It is all your blessings, Upananda and Sunanda. Krishna speaks like this. He honors everyone. What is significant here is, I want to point this out, that Krishna is in a relationship with every insect of Braj, every single insect, every bee. He knows by the bee by the his name or her name. There is, for instance, the king of bees, the Madhuraj, and everyone is there. What to speak of the other devotees in gopa forms or gopi forms and so on, and he exchanges a sweet relationship with everyone. Then Krishna approaches his parents and pays obeisances to them by just throwing his whole body in one long dandavat before Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. Imagine, Krishna looks like a jewel, an emerald, which has fallen into the dust of Braj. Full dandavat pranam. From the corner of his eyes, he shyly glances at his beloved gopis. These are the special glances of Krishna, which he throws from the corner of the eyes. This is when we go for darshan of the deities. Very important that we know. It's not so important that we see the deities, but it's more important that the deities see us, because when Krishna looks at someone or something, Krishna has a special power in his eyes. For instance, when we offer prasadam to Krishna and Krishna looks at this prasadam, he sanctifies the prasadam and makes it holy food just by looking at it. That is the beauty of Jagannath prasadam. Jagannath looks with his eyes at the prasadam and just makes it holy. We might have some Jagannath prasadam at the end for our guests. We will have. So when Krishna looks at someone, that person changes. Now, especially it's described when Krishna looks from the corners of his eyes, his glance is especially powerful for some reason. Then in the ways proper for each, all the people of Braj worship Lord Krishna. Imagine, some of them have artic trays and they make an aratik to Krishna. You might ask, well, how does this work out when there are millions of Brijbasis and everyone worships Krishna? This will take until after midnight. But don't worry. Somehow Krishna can also accept all the services by everyone simultaneously, without a long waiting queue. Sorry. Then Lord Krishna took the cows into the barn. Requested by his parents, Lord Krishna went home with Mother Yashoda, and requested by her, he bathed and then he ate and drank. You know, there are servants who bathe Krishna and then who rub him with a very soft towel. But Krishna, this is servants, but sometimes also the gopis do this. When the gopis do this, Krishna screams, "Ah!" And then Mother Yashoda comes and says, "Don't be so rough with Krishna." But they were not rough. Krishna was just joking. He is like this. So he bathes, and then he eats prasadam, and then there is one particular sweet. It's a manohar laddu, which is very tasty and sweet. It's made by Radharani, and Radharani hides to see how Krishna will appreciate this manohar laddu. And as Krishna takes the manohar laddu, his hand begins to tremble slightly out of love, because he knows this is made by Radharani. And then he eats, and he said, and he spits it out, and the best of servants comes and says, "Yoo-hoo!" and eats it. And Krishna says, "This is so bitter. Who can taste it?" And he laughs, and Radharani just shakes her head in disbelief. She's hiding. It says, "This, my beloved Syam always jokes with me." And in this way, this pastimes of Krishna returning in the afternoon take place. It's very interesting that these pastimes are not in the past. They take regularly part in even now in Vrindavan. And those who are Vrindavan lovers, they like to remember, "Oh, here Krishna comes home, here Krishna does this." There's one Baba who heard that Krishna would come down a certain route. However, he heard that Krishna would come in disguise. Krishna would be dressed like an ordinary Brijbasi cowherd boy. We remember this disguise of Krishna from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Krishna came to Madhavendra Puri, you remember, and brought him a glass of milk, and he was looking like an ordinary Brijbasi cowherd boy. So Madhavendra Puri, sorry, he was, I'm becoming influenced by Madhava Muni, who does such nice service during this Kartika retreat. So Madhavendra Puri is his name. He takes the glass of milk and becomes very restless after drinking it. He chants through the whole night. He just doesn't go to bed. He just calls out for Krishna. And at the end of the night, he understands this boy was Krishna who came in disguise. He understands this. No? But I couldn't recognize him. I was so unfortunate. So here is another instance where Krishna came in the disguise of an ordinary cowherd boy, but this Baba was informed he will be the last cowherd boy. That will be Krishna. So the Baba sits down, I think at Govinda Kund, and he sees all the cows coming home. You can still see the scene at Govinda Kund, many, many cows coming home, and he looks and finds the last cowherd boy. And then he has been hiding behind some bushes. He runs behind the bushes and he grabs the feet of the last boy and says, Krishna, please don't hide yourself any longer. Please don't do this. My life is coming to the end and I have invested all my time into worshipping you. Please don't hide. And the boy says, Baba, let me go. I have come late home. My mother will be waiting for me. I'm not Krishna. I'm just an ordinary boy. No, don't. Excuse me. So the sun begins to set and the boy takes the Baba and they sit at Govinda Kund. Then the boy says, but if I show you my form, you will not be able to stay much longer in this world because this form is so overwhelming. No problem. I want to see. So then Krishna gives him the darshan. But the Babaji, although he's in ecstasy, he's very clever. He says, I don't believe that you are Krishna. Because Krishna is always with together with Radharani. Where is Radharani? Like Krishna said, my bhaktas are very intelligent, and he then calls Radharani, and yet the Baba has this full darshan and becomes so intoxicated with love that he stays a few more days, and then Hare Krishna. So tomorrow, Gopinath willing, we are here in the area of Gopinath, so we will hear about the pastimes at sunset. Krishna, I can't believe we will be able to finish this whole scripture. Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Shyam. Hare Krishna. Radha Rasa Vihari, they are very humorous. They always do some things like this. All right, so you are welcome to come. Are you staying more in Puri or are you
2 days
more? If you wish to come, you are welcome to come. But if you have other things, other places to do pilgrimage to, you're also welcome to do that. But we always start at 8 o'clock in the evening.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. So, my great pleasure to see you. It feels like a part of Europe has come. And Audaya Chandrika is the Japa retreat lover. She is the Japa retreat fan. So, may I know, you're on your way to Vrindavan? Yeah. I think you mentioned that you, I don't know, but I vaguely remember that you mentioned you wanted to come to the Vashana Japa retreat, is it? Yeah. Oh, it will be very good. It will be very nice. We are preparing something wonderful for all the devotees. Fine. And so you will bring all the other devotees with you? Oh, welcome. You will like it very much. It will. And this prepares us for Vrindavan. Hare Krishna. Yeah, while you are in Puri, I strongly recommend you to visit the temple of Tota Gopinath. Most probably you have been already there. Yeah. Today, this is maybe the most important temple for us besides Lord Jagannath's temple, because it is here where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to regularly feel that now I'm seeing Gopinath, the Lord of the Gopis. And it's also the deity in which he entered in his final pastimes. So it's a very good deity. And please also take sufficient